Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Mayer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Prince Onya. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Prince Onya. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The left fielder, Bill McGee. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Gassaway. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Charlie Gassaway. And now, play ball. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mayer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mayer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a fly ball towards right. Peck settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Peck. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball four. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Prince Onya is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Onya hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoover hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gassaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gassaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estalella is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck, who is chasing the ball. Outlaw reaches third base with a triple. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayer hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Prince Onya is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Onya is 0 for 1 in the game. Onya hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gasaway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. Brancato hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gasaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasaway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gasaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hall. The throw from Swift and he is out, Webb applying the tag. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 2 in the game. Peck hits a pop-up. Foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cullenbein. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Cullenbein steals second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Outlaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cullenbein scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayer hits a line drive into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 2 in the game. Estilella hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Prince Onya is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Onya is 0 for 2 in the game. Onya hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McGee. Webb reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosar hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 2 in the game. Brancato hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gassaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gassaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gassaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Onya fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a fly ball towards right. Peck settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Peck. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Cullenbine moves to second. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 3 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 3 in the game. Peck takes first base on ball 4. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McGee hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 3 in the game. Estilella hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Estilella reaches second base with a double. Peck goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kell hits a line drive into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Prince Onya is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Onya is 0 for 3 in the game. Onya hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gassaway fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Webb hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tobin pinch hits for Doc Kramer. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Merkowitz now playing left field. Jimmy Outlaw now playing center field. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rosar hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 3 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gassaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gassaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gassaway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 4 in the game. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Outlaw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck, who is chasing the ball. Outlaw reaches third base with a triple. Cullenbine goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Tigers. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 4 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, McGee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Fowler pinch runs for Bill McGee. George Caster now pitching. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Estalella takes first base on ball 4. Fowler moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fowler scores. Estalella moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Athletics, 2. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Estalella trying to get to home. Cullenbine throws the ball into Swift, who tags Estalella, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Siebert moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mayo Smith now playing left field. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Hoover takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Webb hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rosar fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoover moves to second. Two outs. Ed Merkowitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merkowitz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 4 in the game. Brancato hits a fly ball into center field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Kish pinch hits for Charlie Gassaway. Ernie Kish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kish hits a fly ball into center field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Black now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two triples. He's got two RBIs. Outlaw takes first base on ball 4. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Mayer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Outlaw moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-5 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Hall strikes out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-1 in the game. Caster strikes out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoover strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Estilella hits a line drive into left field. Murkowitz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Murkowitz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullen Bine. Kell reaches second base with a double. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-5 in the game. Brancato hits a fly ball into center field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Murkowitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murkowitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Murkowitz is called out on strikes. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. York moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, two triples, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Outlaw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Peck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullenbine, who is chasing the ball. Peck reaches third base with a triple. Outlaw throws the ball into Caster, who tags Peck trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-6 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John McHale pinch hits for George Caster. John McHale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoover hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Estalella hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullenbine. Estalella reaches second base with a double. Smith goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.